Ukraine's new president, Viktor Yushchenko, travels to Strasbourg, France today to address the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe. Yesterday in Moscow, Yushchenko told Russian President Vladimir Putin that Ukraine will maintain its eternal alliance with Russia while courting ties with the West. Before leaving for the Russian capital on his first foreign trip since Sunday's inauguration, Yushchenko announced his choice for prime minister. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports she is a colorful and controversial figure.
In terms of personality, Prime Minister-designate Yulia Tymoshenko seems the mirror opposite of the president she'll work for. While Yushchenko is understated and almost self-conscious, Tymoshenko is brash, acerbic, and strikingly elegant. With her long-dyed hair done in a traditional Ukrainian braid, the 44-year-old Tymoshenko stirred the crowds with fiery oratory, calling the ex-president Leonid Kuchma a red-haired cockroach and a political invalid. Roman Olarchuk of the Kiev Post newspaper describes Tymoshenko's appeal.
She doesn't speak doublespeak. She cuts right to the chase, and I think that's something that people want in this country. They've been living in a shadow economy where everybody lives a double life, and her way of talking about things the way they are is a breath of fresh air.
But Tymoshenko is someone most Ukrainians either love or hate. She grew up in a relatively poor family, something her relatives say helped build her strong character. Tymoshenko earned a PhD in economics and then earned herself the nickname the Gas Princess because she built a fortune in the 1990s trading natural gas contracts. Her detractors, like Raisa, who voted against new President Yushchenko, insist Tymoshenko's wealth could not have been accumulated honestly. She's a thief, says Raisa, and now she wants to put her behind in the prime minister's seat? I don't want her. Tymoshenko says such attitudes are residue from a smear campaign on the part of the former Kuchma government.
A mutual solid love has developed between me and people who have the ability to think a little bit and understand politics. The other people are those who are easily made aggressive or turned into zombies. They are for now have negative emotions about me, but we will be able to break through this ice.
Tymoshenko has largely been able to brush off allegations she made money illegally in the 1990s. The charges were not leveled until years later, when she used her wealth to mount a political challenge to Kuchma. She was put in jail twice, but each time courts threw out the charges. Tymoshenko believes part of the controversy she courts is due to her sex. Women, especially powerful, outspoken ones, are a rarity in Ukrainian politics.
Women in the Soviet Union were supposed to be third secretaries in the regional committees of the Communist Party. It wasn't a very visible role, and they had no influence. Of course, it's 100 times harder for women in the former Soviet Union.
Tymoshenko promises to change Ukrainian politics with an ambitious agenda to combat rampant corruption. Prime ministers in Ukraine have rarely survived more than a couple of years, however, and the outspoken Tymoshenko has a tall order ahead of her. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News.